Long ago in the land of Kem, there were the teachers, the initiates, the gods, and those who aspired to learn the wisdom of the ancient mystery school teachings. If you have come here to listen to this initiation and partake in the wisdom of the Great White Brotherhood, you are among the souls who are part of the priesthoods of long ago in Egypt. Some believe that at the time of Atlantis, the information was stored in the Great Pyramid, in crystals, and the knowledge of those who would one day remember and bring that knowledge to the fore. The knowledge was the sacred knowledge of creation. Through the years, it got passed from brotherhood to brotherhood, initiate to initiate, further along and down the line. Sometimes it was misconstrued, sometimes it was directly learned, but for the most part, a time would come when this sacred information from the ancient mystery school teachings that we believe began in Egypt, Africa, the beginning of creation, where it all started, came from Atlantis, moved down through the lines, and today would find its home. This is the time of the Golden Age. This is the time of the awakening and the evolution of consciousness. Everyone and everybody who is in this experience in the 21st century is feeling this pull, this need to be part of this initiation. Part of the initiation in our timeline is about meditation, initiations, in the manner of which we're going to have them today, but it also goes to healing oneself. It goes to energy work. Everywhere you find people are doing energy work, they're helping themselves. They're clearing. They meditate. They do yoga. They do Pilates. They do whatever they can that is right in this timeline to access the information that they feel deeply in their soul is about to be shown to the world. This information was buried thousands of years ago. There are some that believe that the secrets of our creation remain hidden in the Sphinx, in the pyramid, in a combination of the two, in a UFO beneath the pyramid or the Sphinx. There are many stories. There are stories of the initiates and how they went below the ground, how they went into the tunnels, how they performed certain rites and rituals. There are stories of initiates who passed the information down through a specific bloodline. If you feel that you are part of that bloodline, this information is going to come to you. Hopefully today you will receive some of it through today's initiations, and the rest in the very short period of time till the consciousness of humanity evolves to the next level. Feel your body. Feel your heart. Feel your heart chakra. To be an initiate is to be in touch with oneself, to be in touch with one's energy field. Start at the top of your head. Feel your crown chakra. Perhaps there's a pressure on the top. Feel it. See it as a wheel. It is spinning now. It is spinning higher and higher and higher, forming a pyramid, and the very top of which, the apex of which, is going to connect with the Great Pyramid, creating a funnel, a cone in time. Through this funnel, information will be channeled directly to you. Let us begin our initiation with some simple exercise. In Egypt, people generally preferred to fast before they did their initiation rites. There were degrees of initiates. There were varying periods of time in which their initiations took place. The priests and the priestesses meeting in different areas to perform different rites. There was a hierarchy. There were some who were called the high priests and high priestesses who were very magical. They were like magicians. They could touch your forehead. They could touch you. And you would automatically be healed, automatically be cleared. They were very, very powerful. They worked with gemstones. They worked with crystals. They worked with metals, electrum being one of these metals. Now, let us just suppose that one of these priests were to walk towards you at this moment. You have opened your crown chakra. You wish to clear your body. Relax. Get comfortable. And follow my voice. Before you is a priest. He is a high priest. He initially came from a bloodline of those who were priests and served the pharaohs and the gods. He is the highest priest of all. He is dressed in robes. He wears jewelry. He has the Urim and the Thummim on his chest, which is a breastplate of jewels in various colors. Each one, when pressed, connects to a higher energy, to a higher entity. It gives him his powers. So perhaps his powers were not completely through his consciousness, but through other things that enhance them when he called upon them. This priest stands before you in all his regalia. He is here to help you right now unfold the wisdom of the ancient mystery school teachings. He touches your crown chakra. Feel his touch. Feel the energy. It moves slowly and carefully through your body. Feel it in every pore. He moves his hand down, and as he does, he touches your throat chakra, and with his other hand, he touches a blue stone on his breastplate. Feel the energy of the blue. Feel the power of the high priest. Look into his eyes. They may not seem quite like the eyes you're used to, but observe them as he moves his hand to your heart chakra and touches a green stone on his breastplate. The green is so important. The green enters your body in shocking waves, shocking energy of consciousness. Feel it. Embrace the energy of the green. The high priest now moves down and touching the iron stone, he goes to your solar plexus, so filled with emotions, so filled with turmoil, so filled with everything in your everyday life. He clears them to prepare you for your initiation. Let it go. Let it all go. Part of the art of initiation is to leave the mundane world behind and to live in the realm of the god and the goddess, the priest and the priestess. The high priest moves his hand to the sacral chakra, clearing, energizing. The energy soars through your body at his very touch. Now he goes to your root chakra, the only place on the body that contains all of the information of everything that ever was and ever will be. Somewhere out there, you know there are truths. Truths perhaps you have heard or read, but not yet ingrained in your own consciousness. These truths are what this initiation is about. The priest steps back and you smile in gratitude. Come, he beckons. We are going to have an initiation. He is one of many high priests. You walk through a long chamber with him, and you notice other priests, some of them wearing animal skins, some of them dressed in robes, some of them with magical symbols, alchemy symbols. You notice the alchemy symbols you had never noticed before in meditation. You continue along the chamber. The alchemy symbols follow. Keep looking at them. They are encoded on the walls. Beautiful alchemy symbols. The high priest says, please place your hand over the symbols as we walk and let the information glide through your fingertips. Feel the symbols. Watch the symbols. Walk slowly. Other initiates are walking with you. They are having their own initiation. Their preparation is varied, but they are all on the same level that you are today. You pass through the alchemy symbols, which now has become a great hall, a hall of alchemy, a hall of record, a hall of everything that ever was in the library of consciousness. Come, says the high priest, I would like you to meet somebody. His thoughts are telepathic, but yet you understand. It is an ancient language. You walk along, and before you is a long rectangular pool. Enter now, he says. Walk through the pool. And when you reach the other side, you will be greeted by the high priestess. You bid him farewell and thank him for his kind gifts of showing and knowledge. There are many levels of initiation. He tells you, you are just beginning your journey, and this is the first of many. But you are here to remember, not to first be instilled with the information that was brought to the fore so many years ago by the gods. You know this information, and this initiation is going to enlighten. You are going to remember that which you once knew. Farewell, High Priest, and thank you kindly for all that you have shown me. Your eyes well with emotion as you begin to step into the sacred pool of initiation. Slowly you walk through the water, and as you do, your clothing begins to fall away. You feel lighter. Your thoughts of all that you brought with you when you came to this initiation, they're gone. They no longer exist. You're not part of this reality. On you walk. The pool gets gradually and gradually deeper until you realize it is going to go above your head. But are you afraid? No, you are not. You know where you must go. You know what you must do. An initiate makes sacrifices. They always have. And so you move on. You find yourself beneath the water, but you are not drowning. You walk forward. You open your eyes. You can breathe. There you stand in a pool of water that suddenly becomes golden. The golden light filters through the water, coming into your body. Far off in the distance, you see a light. You know from another time, another lifetime as an initiate, you must walk to this light as others before you have done. You must make this initiation as once you did before, so that you may join with the other priests and priestesses to know just who you are. Move forward. Slowly your head rises from the water. Slowly you lift, the golden droplets of water falling from your body. You look down into the water, and your reflection is as you were in the beginning, when the first chapter of our journey was brought forth. There she stands before you, the High Priestess. She greets you with a smile. You look down at your body and discover you are dressed in white robes, white and gold. Perhaps there is jewelry on your head, on your arms, on your fingers, on your toes. Feel your body. Feel your energy. She calls you by a name that is not the name you are called by today. She names you as she remembers you, as you were once before. She beckons you now. Come, we must rejoin the others. The time has come for the next awakening of consciousness. You walk with her and you see the sacred flame. You remember something. I know that flame. You watch and you walk through a chamber filled with lights into a giant anteroom. The top of the room, the ceiling, is like the apex of a pyramid. Could this be the Great Pyramid? Could this be another pyramid? Could it be you're not on the physical plane at all? Stop and you pause. Around the circle, around the flame, other initiates join you. You are 12 in number. The High Priestess at the number 12. Ah, the room smells wonderful. Smell the essence. Smell the fragrance. She beckons you all to join hands and do a prayer of greeting as once you did before. You hold hands. You bow your head. and you go to the sacred place. "Greetings," she says, as you look around and notice there are 6 men and 6 women in alternating order. "You are one of the select 12. Your heart is racing. The palms of your hands are pulsing. The excitement of it all, of remembering. It is time for the grand initiation," she says. "You have all come here today from different parts of the world of the great beyond, the world of the reality of the 21st century, and the world of the gods. Some of you have come from the world of other planets and other spaces. You may notice that some of you are no longer in human form. We are a chamber of 12, we are a council of 12 who come here today from all points in the universe. You know where you must sit. You know what order of events is going to take place. The first initiate stands and recites something. It sounds very much like a ritual, perhaps a spell. Look at the first initiate. Remember what they look like, whether they're human or not. They are a creational force somewhere in this universe. The first initiate sits, and the second stands. The second initiate recites their part of an incantation that was created thousands of years ago, before time even began, millennium and millennium and millennium ago, millennia, reciting in cycle, in sequence, their incantation. And next the third person stands up. Look at the third person. Does that person look different to you too? Who is that? You listen to that person, adding additional information as if it's encoded in a sequential key. And only those who are among the 12 today, in unison, in order, can access this information once these 12 incantations are created. The third person is seated, and the fourth stands. Your head is getting lighter. You listen and you connect. You remember, you understand. The fourth person is seated and the fifth rises up. Ah, perhaps you know the soul. The soul is from a faraway land, far beyond the skies, far beyond anything you can imagine. And yet you know who this is. The words of the fifth initiate echo through your mind. Yes, yes, I understand. The fifth person sits. The sixth person stands. This person is an important key, for six is an important key within the circle of 12. The sixth person holds something out in their hand and recites their incantation. What they hold in their hand blasts light into the room. The sacred symbols, the alchemy symbols that you had seen encoded in the wall when you got here, They are now flooding the room as holograms of light, blasting through the room, blasting through consciousness, and blasting out to the universe. Ah, the energy of all of this. The sixth person takes their seat. The seventh person standing and moving the energy of the circle up, not into the physical, higher. The seventh person spirals the energy to the next level. It is the turn of the eighth person. The eighth person spreads the energy through all of eternity, through all and everything. You must remember, your consciousness must remember the whole scope of the universal design. That is the function of the eighth person. Your mind is filled with more images than you can hold, and you wait. The ninth person stands, and again brings holographic information, but this time they're filled with tones, lots and lots of tones. Listen to the tones. The tones take you to spaces and places instantly. You can fly, you can travel with these tones. You can be anyone or anything, or you can just be you. The tenth person signals, a new beginning will soon be held. It will be had for all souls who are in the program at this time. All is rejoined. For the tenth person will bring the new. And now it is your turn. You are number 11. You remember what you were here to do. The high priestess smiles at you. She knows that you have remembered your mission. It is your time. So take a deep breath. Listen to the music. Remain in the circle of 12 with the High Priestess, who is the 12th component in the circle of 12. Feel the energy. Look at the entities. If you have come this far and you can connect with their energies and you recognize them and you know who they are, then this initiation will take you back to the beginning and you will understand the ancient mystery school teachings and the wisdoms that has been passed down through the generations. Thank you.